Steve Orfield founded Orfield Laboratories in 1971. It is a multidisciplinary laboratory on the cutting edge of research, testing, services, and solutions concerning acoustics, vibration, vision, lighting, architecture, and market research.
I spent the first 10 years of my career working on open plan offices and the acoustics and then the lighting, because the problem that happened when you put in cubicles is it dropped the lighting to about a quarter of what it was before. And none of the lighting engineers knew that because their calculations assumed there was nothing in rooms. And so we had a problem where whenever you put an open plan office in, it didn't provide the privacy you expected, and it dramatically reduced the lighting and the daylighting in the room. So we took on those two things as logical things to study, and we worked basically from research metaphors that were being done on the one hand by the Bell system in speech intelligibility and by vision researchers relating to visual performance rather than lighting level. And so what we've been doing ever since then is moving more and more into the measurement and technology, more and more into drawing basic information from the sciences who don't talk to designers and translating it into design and engineering terms and helping to designers to implement it. So we've been kind of the bridge between the science of perception and the design of products and the design of buildings.
The laboratories include a variety of rooms with different acoustical properties for testing products. One such room is a reverberation room built with 12-inch solid block and a floating floor.
Between 80 hertz and 20,000 hertz, the higher limit of audibility, this is essentially a perfectly reflective room. And so no matter where you are in this room and no matter where I am, if you listen to my voice, it has exactly the same loudness level. The idea of this room is that it's statistically uniform. And so if I produce a sound in the next room and then I put a wall that I'm testing or a door that I'm testing between the two in a sample opening, then I know that the sound in the source room is perfectly statistically even. And I know when it comes across, it's perfectly statistically even. And I even have microphone rotating systems that slowly rotate as the measurement goes on to spatially average the sound. So the idea is if I test a product here, and somebody tests one in Japan, and somebody tests one in Spain, we should be within about a half a decibel of each other in terms of the same answer.
The anechoic chamber holds the Guinness Book of World Records as the quietest room in the world at minus 13 decibels.
This is a full anechoic chamber, and with full anechoic chambers, most of them have great floors, but we have a airplane cable floor, which is more precise for higher frequencies. So when you're in here, this room is certified from 100 hertz to 20,000 hertz, and so it's absorbent to just about perfect in that frequency range, and so we can test products in that range. So an anechoic chamber is defined not by how quiet it is, but how absorbent it is. And if it's going to be a certified chamber, it has to be essentially perfectly absorbent in the frequency range you test in. Then the limit of what you can test is an additional issue of how big the product is and how low the noise is in the anechoic chamber. So the lower the noise in the chamber, the more you can test things that people couldn't if the background noise was higher. And this is the quietest of all anechoic chambers worldwide.
The Sound 80 recording studio is still intact at Orfield Laboratories, but the room is now used for testing and seminars.
Sound 80 was the beginning of the formal studio side of the Minneapolis Sound. And so this was built in 1970. In the middle 70s, 3M developed multi-track digital recording. And this was the place they came to work with Herb Pilhofer and Tom Jung to work out the bugs on digital recording and to do the world's first digital production recordings. We do recordings of products in here. We do all kinds of testing in here. And then we have a lot of seminars that we do in here. And we do a lot of subjective testing in here. So we do for both the product field and the architectural field. We measure something that's very different from what people do with focus groups. We have people in here who are demographically sorted to be the identified customers for a certain product type or for a certain architectural type, but we don't ever ask them questions. We have them listen to or we have them look at things on the screen or on headsets, and we have them take tests. So we have them match words with experiences, and the words are words that are expressive of feelings in response to those stimuli or in association response to those stimuli. So we've done all kinds of research, and we're the only sound quality laboratory in the United States. We founded the Sound Quality Working Group in 1971. We're the only folks who offer quantitative subjective research as a standard part of an independent business consulting.
Orfield Laboratories is currently doing groundbreaking research on science, perception, and architecture concerning living facilities for elders and people with autism. This is Dixie Treichel for KFAI. 10,000 Fresh Voices on KFAI is made possible by listeners like you and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.